the great George Strait. That's Give It Away. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. My name is Dablo. Giving away a lot of lip service. That's what I do around here. Just kind of run my mouth and doggone it, they pay me for it. I hope your Wednesday is going well. August 13th edition. Do not forget, today and tomorrow only, you can get $100 when you open up a Gate City Bank checking account for the first time. If you need details, go to gatecity.bank/100. That's gatecity.bank/100. I will be broadcasting live today from noon until 2, so stop in and have a cookie. They're delicious over there at Gate City Bank here on Dakota Avenue. Gate City Bank, member FDIC.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Check your LP tank and get it filled at Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley. They've got their LP summer fill going on now. Call Amanda at 701-474-5440 to schedule your LP tank fill. Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley takes pride in delivering only the best products and services. So call Amanda, 701-474-5440.
At Wheelchairs for Warriors, serving America's heroes is our mission. With your support, we serve veterans and first responders injured in the line of duty across the United States of America, providing them custom fit, complex rehab mobility solutions to ensure they rejoin their lives at the highest level of independent mobility and function possible. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Back live from the Radio Hut here on Dakota Avenue. Good morning, you. Waking up in the middle of the week here. We're on the Wednesday two-step, August 13th. We've got a sunny sky right now, 61 degrees going on. Do what we do every Wednesday. Have to head over to OSPTI in Breckenridge. Talk with the good folks there. Got Desiree on the phone with me this morning. Desiree, good morning.
Good morning.
Today, we're going to be talking about something a lot of people have heard about, ergonomics. What can you tell us about ergonomics?
Yeah. Ergonomics is looking at how to adapt your workplace to the person that's using it. So how do we adapt your environment so that it's less stress on your body, you're more comfortable? And this is, it's desk work, but it's also in manufacturing a lot with ergonomics. So thinking about, like, your chair setup, your computer, even your mouse, keyboard, telephone, all those things.
So it is not the only time I've heard of ergonomics, Desiree, and you can educate me here, is when it comes to chairs. I've heard of ergonomically like friendly chairs, but you say this applies to phones and other things around the office too, correct?
Yes. You want to start with your chair so your body's in a good position. But like, for example, laptops. Laptops are not ergonomic. So there's different things you can do to make that easier on your body.
So when you're talking, you know, specifically ergonomics and you know, with laptops too, why are some things like ergonomically correct and others aren't? Is it just the shape?
It's part of it is the shape, yep, and the body and the positions your body is in. Mm-hmm. It also depends on how frequently you're using it.
Okay. So if, I mean, if you've got a full-time desk job, you're talking 40-plus hours a week, probably be to your advantage to have everything like ergonomically correct, right? And what happens when it's not? I mean, what are some of the things that can go wrong?
Yes, you can start getting aches, pains, and that can kind of snowball into worse things. You can start seeing some posture changes. That's when you just don't feel great when you leave work. So that's not great.
Right. And you're thinking, well, maybe I just don't like my job. Well, it could be physically too, you know, what you're feeling as well. So, and then people make a visit to you at OSBTI, and you say, well, hey, it's kind of the way you're sitting, or it's like, yeah, you know, I've got a 40-plus hour a week job, and I'm feeling lousy.
Yes,
and help me out.
Yeah, we do look at that with people that come in too, but we can also preventatively, we go to businesses and do ergonomic assessments so that before those things happen, you can get it corrected.
Well, what a great service, and just call you at OSBTI and you'll set that up, I would imagine, yes?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Desiree, great information. Talking ergonomics today from OSBTI in Breckenridge. Desiree, if people have questions, what is your phone number?
218-641-7725.
Perfect. You have a good rest of the week, Desiree. We'll talk again next Wednesday.
You too. Thank you.
Our report from OSBTI, we do it every Wednesday at this time here. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The Trump